mother was a German immigrant, a German ex-Nassau. But he was raised considerably under the poverty zone, but I didn't know it at the time.
How you wound up in Ida?
My great-grandfather and his family off the boat in Sandusky and stayed down in that area for 5 years in order to pay off the loan that they borrowed in order to come on in Michigan
and
buy a farm, 8 acres.
You were born in this house and
I've lived 85 years, except for any vacation I had in the U.S.
Not a vacation?
We didn't work much. When
I was 6 years old,
we went out in the field and hoed corn with my mother.
And we took
a break
in
mid-morning or afternoon to eat some bread and butter with a little sugar.
Sister stayed in the house then, Aunt Lydia, and did housework?
After my mother died when I was 3 years old,
my
mother would hire a housekeeper
when he started
out of the eighth grade, walk to the Ida Village School
for
12 years.
A half mile away, right? Or
that's more like a mile.
Half mile to our northern line there.
Where were you when you started school?
In those days, you did whenever your folks sent you up. When I was seven, graduated from high school in 1937. And because of the depression, which we normally get from
some people in the
I used to dream maybe twice.
You know, the depression was lasted all through the 20s for farmers.
That's most likely true. I didn't, I was not aware of it at that time.
But you didn't have it as rough since you were on a farm and did you always have access to food as rough as people in the city who were starving, maybe?
That's just what we said, meat,
milk, eggs.
So if your dad ever had almost lost the farm, or was at risk of losing it at one point?
Yes, he could have been foreclosed on. A neighbor.
Who didn't?
That in German, too?
At first, yes. In fact, some Sundays I went to German
school. Were you taught German in school, or was it taught?
The school had closed in 1925. By the time I started.
Like when World War II started, do you remember any resentment towards Germans, or any of that?
In World War I. I was told that my father's first cousin, Will Stutz, a postal employee in Monroe, had to quit because,
not because the
woman said so, but because of,
with your mom dying when you were, was it 3 years old?
Yes.
Was that very difficult?
Both. Not so much for
me.
Faint memories
up there.
I was only three. I remember playing after the funeral. And I was spools. It was on because there was rich from people and we.
It was just about a year old, was it?
6 months old.
6 months?
He was sent to live with cousins, was it?
No.
But, five daughters, I think, died.
Never?
So decided to get him back home.
That was in Monroe, so that probably you weren't able to take many trips there, or?
No, we seldom saw him. Seldom did. Although, you couldn't have a car until,
electricity and plumbing in the house.
Father and mother had bought a Delco plant.
Which was
an elevator that kicked in whenever you
can. The next
I guess. So we did have steps. At the time that the electric moved in 19.
First tractor then?
Yeah. We always farmed with horses. So when I went into the war, Cousin and Willie bought a tractor in about 1943 and drove horses. He worked at the River Raisin Paper Company for in the Army.
What did you do there?
Loads of corrugated paper from one machine.
Do you think it took to farm like an acre compared to now? It's a lot faster, I know.
You're supposed to be able to farm an acre and to work it down, that is, to run it down.
What horses did you usually keep?
We bought second
farm with me.
Fishing was a big time.
Was the extended family come and help with that then?
Yes. Neighbors, you traded work.
With neighbors.
So, had to provide a meal or two for everybody, but then normally.
You would keep cattle and hogs just for cattle?
If everybody kept a certain amount, number of milk cows, like 10, brood cows, and would fatten.
And when you, were you drafted for World War II, or did you volunteer?
No, I got drafted.
How old were you?
21. Through Michigan, anti-aircraft. Anti-aircraft all the way through. In the D.C., guns on the roofs of the buildings.
In Washington?
Up there. As it was.
And then just
waiting to prepare for the invasion of Japan.
Were you happy, or were you willing to go into the war, or were you not very
a choice. Having been raised in a...
You got out the Army...
December 45. I was in for 49 months.
They're fighting, right?
No, I know.
Uncle Harold or Uncle Herbert, neither of them, or Uncle Herbert was in the war too, right?
Injured in France. I was unconscious by an artillery shell and got sent back to England. In action after that.
Well, I returned from the war, you just took farming back up again and...
Yes, I did. I didn't go back to the paper mill. When Herbert formed a partnership.
But how I graduated from school, you never considered going to college. Did anyone from the ever?
Oh, well, you have certain classes. Another reunion coming up in Children's College of Monroe that some went to.
I remember Prohibition being enforced.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Canada didn't have Prohibition, you know. The ice.
What the Ida opinion was about Prohibition? Were most people in favor of it, or?
I doubt that. I mean, the... people at the time in Ida were was considered as rebelled against it a lot. Maybe you could get a malt.
After growing up, what would you go out and do for fun, social life, maybe in high school?
Afternoon. Was there a lot more of
something else?
Play the piano and they had sheet dances that I remember.
There was a theater in Ida, wasn't there too?
Yes, in the late 1920s there was. I didn't see a movie in my sophomore year in high school. I went to see it. It was the French Revolution. There were free shows in Ida though, put on by the merchants every night. We went to them. It was silent movies.
And you got your first radio?
Yes, we had a housekeeper by the name of Catherine Marie. A remodel.
And a editing.
Sophia, made in Monroe. Whenever she worked here.
Listen to President Roosevelt's fireside chat.
I love it by listening to him. All the thing and so loses fight.
Oh. I'd have any. I'd have sports teams, right?
Yes. It was nice when we had track, football, and baseball.
Yep.
37. Baseball team and baseball.
Probably didn't get near as many presents as you see now at our Christmas
tree. The Christmas tree until I put it up on Christmas Eve.
Put candles on them?
Yes.
You get the tree just nearby or?
What if it's not?
You get together with like extended family for Christmas and other holidays? Or is it just?
No, because there was no money at the birthday party.
Did you?
Well, we always had the colored eggs.
An affectionate upbringing? Any family traditions? Remember the Korean War, what effect that had on you or around here?
See, that came right after him. Back in again, so. Oh, there was a lot of, we might get attacked by Russia. And
I know that.
Civil defense.
Yeah. Or did you have to go to Monroe or Toledo for it?
Happy Harold had ordered new cars for me and Herbie.
I know the house was originally barn now.
The guy who told me this house was built in 1989. He said he was 5 years old. It was built in 1905 and
will be out.
He's still living out. You can see out there. Maybe they asked she's a. Got him down.
Really young, or how old would those be?
When he came here, I asked she's about 8 years old.
Yeah, what's that? Do you have anything? He said that pauses are okay. So, if there's a big area of blank,
talking, he said that's okay.
World War II, in your 30s and beyond. Yeah. The mail run, right? Or you were a bus driver, and...
Oh. Victoria, do you?
Yeah, let's hear about that. Yeah. That moved up a grade, even, right?
What?
Even in high school then?
No. I don't recall ever doing homework.
What subjects were taught?
About that time they introduced commercial subjects. But, it was mostly just college prep. Even though not many went to college. I had, geometry, chemistry. It took 2 years of bookkeeping, and there was a course in salesmanship.
Did you have gym classes?
No. We played the basketball schedule. Three games a night. There was a girls game first, then a reserve game, and then a varsity.
There was a gym at Ida at the school.
There
you played?
There was an athletic association that built a gym, a small gym, in the late 1920s, and that burned down. And there was a couple of years there was no basketball. Then the WPA built a gym in 1934. And in 34 they had a basketball team that played in the Armory in Monroe. And in 35 they played in the new gym. And that lasted until they tore the school down in the 1960s. We won the Class D District Championship in 1937. The game was 24-20.
You still remember that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, they had center jump after every basket. You know, that was on the playing time a lot. Three-point shot. Well, of course, we played just like it is today. Of course, the basketball rules were a lot different. The guards could not go across the center of the floor. Just the forwards and the center could. So the person never got to shoot.
Is it different than it is now?
Yeah.
Their uniform was probably a lot different too.
They don't have much on me.
Were girls able to wear shorts and?
Well, way back they wore bloomers, but yeah, they wore shorts.
Talk about coming from a strict family, not very affectionate. What? Did you talk to your dad very much, or just about business?
We always worked with him. We didn't ask your dad personal questions like how old are you or anything like that. They didn't call him by the first name. We called him Papa, which was in German. German still do, I guess. We never said Dad. Some of them went afterwards, it was just plain Pa. It sounded more mature.
Are there any big events at the church? Is that?
Well, the 4th of July picnic. That was where we got ice cream and pop, maybe. We never got, until we were 16, 17, we never got ice cream and pop, maybe twice a year, that's about it. For driver training, I mean, we just got a driver's license.
No test?
No. Was there an age limit? Might have been 16, I don't know. But I remember a lot of kids driving when they were a lot younger than that. But, walked to school, you know, there was no buses. Even on cold days, we walked to school. It was the first bell and the second bell. They rang the bell.
How long did you go to school for the day? Was it, like, now we go from 8 to 3 or so?
We didn't go to school at 8, I think it was 9. 9 to 3, I think. And we would get out about the third week in May, always. Always had a last day of school picnic.
You were married in what year was it?
1951.
And did you meet Grandma through church?
Yeah, I always knew it. Yeah, I guess that's it. The days of big band music were a lot better than rock music.
Remember who your favorite band was or singer?
Sammy Kay was my favorite band. Today they say it was quite schmaltzy. I mean, it was sweet music. I mean, funny music. Where you could hear the words of the song.
I heard of him. I don't know if I heard his songs, though.
That's all I can think of now. We're going to co-op dinner. Well, you know, they pushed some cars in the river. It most likely was quite a bit of anti-union attitudes, but the union people all came down from Detroit. And, the plant got unionized, I guess. Oh, not right away. This is just plain history. George Philip Stutz came from Hesse-Nassau, Germany in 1860 with his wife and four sons. Two children had died in Germany. In 1860, the Prussians took over the German principality at Nassau, and some of the Nassauers resented this. That may have been one reason they came to America. Another being that George Philip had said that he had dinner meat enough for two people. He had to cut it up for six. So obviously they were not getting enough to eat. And they also resented the military draft. He had been a miner in Germany and also a farmer, and obviously they came for religious reasons, because the Prussians insisted on a union church where all Protestants were supposed to be the same. Also, they wanted to avoid the draft, which they might have done until I came along. And I've been the first one to go. Because in the First World War, apparently all farmers got deferred. I can't think of any Stutz that went into service prior to me.